Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting third. The first baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Skip Pitlock. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Grich. Batting third. The DH, Tommy Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Fuller. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Don Baylor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Earl Williams. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Echeverrin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mark Belunger. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Ross Grimsley. And now, play ball. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly takes first base on ball four. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kelly tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats May for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich takes first base on ball four. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grich moves to third. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor takes first base on ball four. Fuller moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Leon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairman hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Baylor. Dent reaches second base with a double. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dick Allen now playing first base. Ron Santo now playing second base. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Henderson. Echeverrin reaches second base with a double. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into right field. Downing settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gritch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair who is chasing the ball. Santo reaches third base with a triple. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Gritch hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fuller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May strikes out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing strikes out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Baylor strikes out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grimsley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger strikes out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Grich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grich is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Grich hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 2 in the game. May hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis strikes out. One out. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fuller is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Baylor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 2 in the game. Downing strikes out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Dent hits a fly ball into right field. Fuller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Echeverrin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Echeverrin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Echeverrin hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kelly hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kelly. The throw from Echeverrin and he is out, Gritch applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Henderson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Terry Forster now pitching. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0-for-3 in the game. Blair bunts towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Bellinger moves to second. One out. Bobby Gritch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritch is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gritch is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bellinger scores. Gritch moves to third. It's White Sox, 1, Orioles, 1. Al Bumbrey pinch runs for Tommy Davis. Jim Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fuller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gritch scores. Bumbrey moves to second. It's 2-1, Orioles. Don Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Baylor is hit by the pitch. Bumbrey moves to third. Fuller moves to second. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Jorge Horta pinch runs for Ron Santo. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gritch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 3 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.